Egyptian waiter, can you fetch me a beer, please? We're about to begin. Now for some preaching to Strawberry on the subject of how come it is that a mushroom named Spiros and his wives say hi the deeper you go. I remember the 669th time I ate psilocybin mushrooms. It was sort of a slide, if you know what I mean. And I remember this friend of mine who has a very, very beautiful bum. Her name is Sissy Kogan. How she said to me, "It's about time you fuck me and check out what I'm really about." And since I had taken 668 mushroom trips before, I figured there were no surprises. So the only question I asked was, "Do you have any lesbian women with you? I mean bisexual, for my sake." And she said, "About 6 or 7 of them. Grams, I mean." So I did it. And there was something like a flower, like a chrysanthemum in crystalline colors that was not spinning in any way at all. It was moving in all directions impossibly into each other from every direction impossibly there is, including a lot of dimensions that didn't even exist and were possible at all. And I realized I am the psilocybin mushroom itself, in high person. And I came to another place, and it didn't seem like another place. It seemed like I was the psilocybin mushroom itself in high person. And aside from the fact that I was the psilocybin mushroom itself in high person, it was kind of trippy, in a very trippy fashion. And there were a lot of lesbian, bisexual girls there in this space. Sort of like jeweled Barbie dolls, all dripping and kissing each other. And they had faces and they were grinning at me and they said, "Hi." And they assured me that they loved me. And they told me not to be amazed, not to give way to astonishment. And so I watched them, even though I wondered if maybe I hadn't really done it this time. And what they were doing was, apart from having sex, they were creating a paradise for the soul to live in. A place we called Plumari instantly. And I realized that I am the psilocybin mushroom itself. And I wondered, who are you? It was as if the paradox of everything that could possibly happen, finding the ways of the most beautiful thing that could ever happen and would ever happen and did happen and is happening right now. And I didn't have time to think so much because I was tripping so fucking hard that I was a mushroom tripping. And I realized that if I could show people, if I could show you what I know and what I experience, nothing would ever be quite the same again. And I realized then that, and it kept recurring, it tripped back in upon itself from all impossible directions, that I am the psilocybin mushroom. And I asked, who am I? And I realized, I am the luckiest motherfucker ever. And that somehow I had been blessed with being born as a god, being born as a psilocybin mushroom, manifesting in any fucking trippy way I want to. And it felt like I was finding out what it all is about. And then I can't remember what it felt like, because Sissy and Butterfly came up to me and said, don't think about it so much. Lie down on the bed and let her suck your mushroom cock. Looks like a mushroom, doesn't it? They said. And I said, nothing at all, while they took it in their mouth.